Hello, Nashville, and welcome to Business as Usual. My name is Bailey. I'm the adult librarian at the Donaldson Branch Library.
And I'm Corey. I'm the manager of the Goodlettsville Branch.
And we're here with Martha Silva, the co-executive director of Conexion Americas. How are you today, Martha?
Very good. Thank you for the invitation. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you for coming. So we're just going to dive right on into the first question, if that's okay. Martha, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm a Latina and an immigrant myself, an entrepreneur myself. I used to create jewelry to sell at farmers markets. I moved into Nashville back in 2009. And then many, many connections took me to this beautiful organization that is in my heart called Conexion Americas.
Very cool. So, and you mentioned this earlier. So tell us how long you've been at Conexion Americas, and then eventually tell us what it's all about, what Conexion Americas is.
Yes, Conexion Americas is a Latino nonprofit. We have been serving the Latino community here in Nashville and Middle Tennessee for 23 years. Our co-founder, who was in one of the episodes with you guys, Dr. Jose Gonzalez and Renata Soto, created Conexion Americas back in 2002 in reaction and respond to the growth of the Latino community here in Nashville and, of course, what the opportunities and the challenges that that comes with it. I came to Conexion Americas early 2010 to lead the efforts of the flood relief. If many of us remember and were here in Nashville back then, we have one of the most difficult moments and historical floods. And we, Conexion Americas, respond to serve the flood survivors in Southeast Nashville. Since then, I have been with the organization wearing so many hats. And one of the most rewarding for me, without a doubt, has been the macro enterprise efforts of Conexion Americas. We have so many programs in education, macro enterprise, and workforce development. But one of those that I'm pretty sure, because of business unusual, we are going to talk about is our macro enterprise efforts of with the Latino community and many other members around the city.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So Conexion Americas offers a lot of services for business owners. Could you tell us about your workforce development program?
The workforce development program is one of the newest programs of Conexion Americas. We have been in that field for a little bit more of 3 years and a half. The reason why I mentioned that is because we have been very focused on the macro enterprise, but we also understood that we needed to serve as a bridge between the workforce, the Latino workforce, the talented workforce of that our immigrants and Latino community brings to the table, and then the employers. So we often were reached by employers or individuals, hey, I need this particular skill, I need this particular person. And then that's when, of course, we formally created the workforce. We have been very successful and learning a lot, of course, throughout these years, getting great partners that are teaching us best practices like Urban League. They have been really holding our hands and supporting us tremendously in this effort. So we have been very successful to provide coaching one-on-one to our Latino potential employees, whether they are employed or underemployed, or they are looking actually for the first time for a workplace. We do it also through job fairs that have been all sizes. We have been very massive work job fairs in partnership with other entities at the fairgrounds or Coleman Park or even at larger spaces. But most of them are very small size, located at Casa Safran, which is the community center that Conexion Americas created and leads. Where we invite, of course, people to connect with employers. We invite over 20, 30 employers at the time just to, of course, build connections and ideally get great talent from our Latino and immigrant community.
Awesome. It's fantastic. I'm getting ready to ask this question a lot today. How do people get involved? Because it sounds like you've got a lot of stuff going on. I know I did some background research, and there are lots of opportunities for people. And so how do people get involved?
Thank you for asking that, right? That's one of the biggest mission of Conexión Américas is that anybody in Nashville, any Nashvillean, disregarding their background, culture, language, they get to know our mission and the collective mission of Casa as a Friend. When we think about Conexión Américas, yes, we have a multiple set of programs that are very, very intentionally serving the Latino community, but I want people to know that that is not the only thing we do. We also create a space when everybody is welcome and when everybody can be involved through partners at Casa as a Friend. How they can get involved, we invite anybody, like, do what you do, right? Reach out to our website, conexionamericas.org, see our programs. We have a newsletter that they can sign up. We have volunteer opportunities every month, whether for individuals or for groups, corporations. We have food distribution. We have English classes when we often need people that can teach English as a second language to many of our Latino participants. These happen online, so it's easier. We make it easier for everybody, right? You just tell us what is the skill, what is the motivation for you to serve, and we work around your schedule, your skills, and your mission. Of course, as a nonprofit organization, we are always looking for allies that can help us with our fundraising efforts. We have two main events, which is the breakfast in April and Latin Party in September. The Latin Party, we believe, is the best Latin Party in town. We bring live music. We bring the different flavors of our entrepreneurs. When we think about entrepreneurs, we incubate food entrepreneurs in our culinary incubator, and then we utilize that those connections to bring it to the Latin Party. So what we create is like a festival, street festival atmosphere, when people can, for the ticket that they purchase, they can dance with a live band, but also they can go place to place and multiple stands to taste Latin food for the same price of the ticket. So it's very, very affordable. It's mission-driven because you are helping our mission of Conexión Américas as well as you have fun.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. So to bring us back to the business micro-enterprise program. So Conexión has that micro-enterprise program called Negocio Prospero. How does the program work and who can participate?
This is one of the oldest programs of Conexión Américas. Was created by Dr. José González and Belmont University. And it was created, and it still is, this entry point for so many Latino entrepreneurs in town. So whether they have a business that they want to start or business that they want to grow, they just learn best practices of what is to run a business. So what we teach in this series of 10 classes that sometimes are online or sometimes in person is classes that apply to any type of business. So when we think about accounting, when we think about marketing, when we think about sales, those best practices apply to any field. We teach that in Spanish. We want to make sure that our participants can really, really resonate with the knowledge that we are trying to provide. That's why we have been continuing teaching this course in Spanish. Who is for this course? Anybody in Nashville, disregarding their background, culture, that would like to start or grow a business that speaks Spanish or understand a little bit, at least enough to participate, we welcome everybody. We don't have any limitations of the size of your business or the industry that you are in. You just need to be eager to learn best practices of how to manage your business, ideally better. In addition to Negocio Prospero, we have the technical assistance because obviously in the course, since there are so many multiple different levels of not only industries, but sizes, we understand that we cannot necessarily answer particular individual questions based on industry or particular needs. That's when we have the technical assistance that is in English or in Spanish. It doesn't have any cost. When we guide the person on their particular need, whether it's registering the business, whether it's something about accounting, or whether about taxes. We answer in our best capacity and knowledge all questions for entrepreneurs, meeting them where they are in their journey.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned Dr. Jose Gonzalez, and he was on a previous episode, like Corey mentioned, and he told us about mesocomal. Can you tell us what mesocomal is?
Yes, mesocomal is one of those, I would think, the biggest success in my career when Conexión Américas opened Casa Azafrán back in 2012. We saw this community center as a hub for social services, for a community place when anybody can feel like home. And we also understood that we could utilize this space for new programming for Conexión Américas. Since we were already experts in the macro enterprise field for the Latino community, we wanted to expand that knowledge, pivoting into the food industry and the food entrepreneurs. We know that many of our immigrant entrepreneurs are pivoting heavily in the food industry. So therefore, we create mesocomal. Mesocomal is a commercial kitchen. It's a full-equipped kitchen that it can be rent by entrepreneurs that are not necessarily only Latinos. We actually right now have 35 businesses operating from our culinary incubator. And they are from all backgrounds and languages. We have everybody that would like to start a food business. They can join mesocomal. We currently have caterers, macro enterprise, and manufacturer, and caterers, and food trucks. So we have all the variety.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah. A little bit of everything. Basically, the model is a community kitchen. So people rent the space in a very affordable rate. So it's a flat rate based on the hours of use. And they don't have to be worried about anything else other than managing their own business. So we take care of the managing the kitchen, the licensing, the cleaning, everything. They just rent the space, schedule their prep table equipment, and they can use the kitchen. Is operating 24/7, so it's is one of those programs, the only program of Conexión Américas that never rests, even Saturdays, Sundays.
I bet there's people in there at all hours.
Yeah.
Definitely,
I bet it's used 24/7 too.
Yes, because the beauty of have a variety of between caterers, manufacturers, and food trucks is that their business models have different schedules and needs.
Yeah.
So we can easily have the kitchen full. Literally 24 hours. The first person comes at 4 a.m., which is generally a food truck vendor. And the last person, which normally is a manufacturer, leaves at 1 a.m. in the morning. So it's really a nonstop operation.
So with that kitchen, is it just, I guess, one group occupies the kitchen, or is it multi-groups can occupy the same space? Or
we can accommodate depending on the size and the needs of the business. We have had accommodated easily five different businesses at the same time.
Wow.
Because what it does,
yeah,
I don't think it's a huge kitchen. It's a decent size. But that's the beauty of it, is that the entrepreneurs are also working elbow to elbow. And then they create, of course, strong partnerships, collaboration.
Yeah.
They exchange knowledge as well. Also, the good, the bad, and the ugly of sharing a space, right? They are good roommates and bad roommates.
Yep.
But that's the beauty of what we, Conexión Américas, created, which is a community kitchen. When people actually schedule ahead of time, like I mentioned, their prep table, their equipment, and then they just operate in that small area next door to any other business that is cooking something else. We are very careful, of course. Our kitchen is not allergy free. We are aware of the cross contamination. So when we select businesses, we are always making sure that everybody is aware of it, and of course they follow the guidelines of Metro Health Department individually as a business owners and as managers of the kitchen. We are very proud that our latest score of Metro Health Department was 100 points.
Awesome. Yeah.
Which I take a lot of pride on that, because when you think about the model, it's very complex because we are no employers of the cooks. We are guiding them, and we collectively make sure that we all are accountable for each other in terms of the well-being and the growth of the kitchen.
Very cool. Very cool. One question we ask of every guest that comes on the show is, what's one piece of advice you'd give to someone starting out as an entrepreneur or small business owner?
Well, I'm very biased because I have been working, of course, with immigrant entrepreneurs. I'm an immigrant myself. And I think the fact that many of us came to this country, that's an entrepreneur spirit itself.
Yeah.
The fact that we move to a new environment, we learn a new language, the fact that we left behind our families, our traditions, our friends, that itself tells a story of why 30% of our immigrants are more likely to start a business than any other local born in U.S. person. And it makes sense to me in the sense that when we come, it's hard to enroll easily in the workplace. Yeah. We are building our own space. Why not to start our own business and bring new flavors, new ideas, new concepts, ideally, to our new home? So with that, I would say that the advice is just that. It's just be innovative. Just take the risk. Believe in your idea. Believe in yourself. And absolutely be consistent. Be organized. Actually, one of the biggest challenges that I keep seeing over and over these years, helping entrepreneurs through Conexión Americas, the talent is there, the concept is there, even the client, the passion is there, but there is no bookkeeping. There is no there is no receipts anywhere that can be found. Sometimes the income is good, but the expenses are so unorganized that the entrepreneur sometimes actually feel, I'm not making any money. I mean, this is not actually sustainable because I'm not making any money. I barely can pay rent. And when we look the income, actually the income is decent, but the management behind the scenes have not really represent the success of the sales and the impact with the client. So I think that being organized, do the boring part, because I think when entrepreneurs get excited, they are creative.
Yeah.
They are this mindset of colors and designs, and they like the exciting part. Mm-hmm. And hardly ever I found an entrepreneur liking the boring part. So if you, as an entrepreneur, you are listening to my humble advice, is that if you don't have that skill, if you want to continue being the innovative, the driven business, you need to partner, you need to hire, you need to find somebody that can keep you accountable, that can keep your back door in order, because otherwise it's probably not going to be successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Great advice. So we're at the last question. Thank you again, Martha, for coming out and talking to us. How can people find more information about Conexión Americas? You have a website, email, phone number?
They can follow us in social media. We have Facebook, Instagram. They can also visit our website, which is conexionamericas.org. And we will love to also see you at Casa as a Friend. We are an early voting center. So if you are looking for the next opportunity to vote, think about Casa as a Friend as well. And then, of course, we are always looking for new partners, new conversations. We at Casa as a Friend also have once every 2 months open house at 8 a.m. that is called Common Grounds and Cafecito. So if anybody have time to just stop by, just look in our social media for those dates, and we would love to have you.
Very cool.
Great.
Thank you so much again.
Yeah, thank you.
No, thank you so much for invitation. I really love that you guys are doing business as usual with many entrepreneurs coming from many backgrounds, like our Latino entrepreneurs. And thank you for the invitation and for recognizing Conexión America's mission as an important piece of the growth of this city.
Absolutely. Right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Nashville, for listening again. This has been Business as Usual. I'm Bailey.
And I'm Corey.
And thank you again, Martha, for coming out and talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.